I think we're ready.
All right. Well, welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 186, being recorded on November 30th, 2021.
We were live for the entire check.
Yes.
We were live for all of it.
Check.
That was perfect. I heard an echo that time.
There was the echo.
There's no echo.
The council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit?
With little background and next to no expertise.
Okay. Now in Council Cast, now in ASMR.
We're also now in 8K, didn't you know?
8K?
Yeah, 8K.
What are you doing?
We're in 6D.
Was that what I was doing?
Yeah. Great.
Great. you know what? Something that's not quite as good as ASMR videos is something that moves faster than the blink of an eye.
I had so many bad jokes that I was just like, which one to choose? And then I chose none of them.
How is this our topic?
This is our topic because apparently the blink of a human eye is not the fastest thing in the world. As a matter of fact, it is the snap of your finger. Proven by a Marvel plot hole.
What? I don't understand why this is a plot hole.
Apparently, so it all started because in Avengers Infinity War, there is, I've never seen this movie, so you're going to have to help me out here. Thanos snaps his fingers while wearing the Infinity Gauntlet. I'm not really sure what that is.
He's
it's
wearing
a very,
it.
It's a fancy glove. He wears one glove on one hand.
It's a gauntlet that is infinite.
So apparently the researchers were like, you know, there's no way he would have actually been able to snap his fingers with that kind of glove. And what they proved was actually, yeah, that's true. That was impossible. However, what they discovered is that the speed at which you can snap your fingers is faster than anything else in your body. I'm going to just say
that. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, their problem with Thanos was that the glove couldn't snap the fingers, couldn't make the snapping sound, not all the other things he was able to do.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
So, apparently...
No problem with time travel.
Apparently, when you snap, the angular acceleration of your fingers is about 1.6 million degrees per second. Which is about 20 times faster than the blink of an eye, and even faster than the arm movement of a pro baseball pitcher, which was considered one of the fastest rotational motions a human body is capable of. So, snapping your fingers...
Not the fastest puncher? Not the guy who... Remember that guy who's like really fast hands?
Faster than that guy.
I can do this faster than he can do this?
Yep.
How is that possible? Going like this is... Is essentially the same distance as.
What about blinking?
What's that?
Oh.
What about blinking?
20 times faster than blinking.
No.
Yeah.
I just blinked. Did you snap your fingers? No. I don't think so.
I can blink faster. You can snap your fingers.
Wait, let me try it.
Done. Yeah. Yeah, that's not what they meant. How did they test this though? Did they get a speed gun out? Did they use radar?
They did use high speed cameras, and they used sensors on the thumbs and fingers to
Mr.
basically
radar.
Measure it.
I watched Mr. Science Theater recently, and they had a show. It was all about radar. They're like, we're going to catch these criminals using radar. And they're using radar, and they're showing the criminals where they're driving, what they're saying in the car. It's like the most sophisticated surveillance ever, and it's radar. That's pretty funny.
When was it made?
I don't know. They said radar.
Before anyone understood it, if radar it had been was, a, like
if it had been a drinking
like
game, by, years, after the first 5 ago. Minutes, the person would have been dead from consuming too much alcohol because they said radar like 100 times in the first 5 minutes of the movie. Is radar faster sensors. Than snapping your fingers?
They had. I'm sorry. You said they had sensors on their fingers, but how'd they do their blinks?
High speed cameras.
And then they counted frame by frame.
Yeah.
They counted to it so they could divide.
Correct.
They could divide and count to it.
They could divide and conquer it, yes.
Like Michael Scott, what does he say? They're like, oh, that's this many minutes, this many hours. He's like, how many minutes is that? And they're like, why would that help him? He's like, oh, he's doing CPR. How many? You need to do it at a rate of 60 beats per minute or whatever. And they're like, he's like, okay, how many is that in an hour? Like, how is that going to help you? He's like, well, that way I can count to it and divide.
Oh my God.
Well, you know, I give it a thumbs up for proving that Thanos was
I give it
doing something impossible.
Yes, Thanos, that's the only thing he did that was impossible. Everything was completely plausible and completely,
Thanos absolutely. Didn't do anything. Yeah. Impossible.
Why didn't they use science to figure out how all the other stuff he did was impossible, and then we don't have to even think about the movie again? Right?
Yep.
That only makes sense. But you know, something that is possible is shooting a satellite into an asteroid to see if it will blow it up. Or at least alter its course.
Alter its course. It'll probably will alter its course. It'll probably move it 0.00001 degrees to the left or something. It's not. It's.
Is it going to happen as fast as I can snap my fingers?
They'll figure out as fast as you can snap your fingers that it didn't work.
How big is this asteroid? How many sexes is it?
So it is targeting an asteroid with two bodies that is 160 meters large.
How big is that in comparison to Texas? Like, is it one Texas or two Texases?
It's probably like a tenth of Texas.
Boring.
It's only 174 yards, so about the size of two football fields.
Hmm.
So I guess if there's only two football fields in Texas, it would be the size of Texas.
So wait, how big is the satellite that they're throwing into it? Is it also the size of a Texas?
No.
That would help, I imagine.
It so would help. if this does change the trajectory, then how big of a satellite will we need to launch if there is a asteroid the size of Texas coming at us?
Well, I think that's what they're trying to prove.
This thing's going to be massive.
I think that's what they're trying to prove is that, you know, if a large satellite the size of 10 Texas or asteroid the size of 10 Texases was coming, how many Texases of a satellite would we need to shoot at it?
Yeah.
If Texas is traveling at the speed of light.
No, how many Alaskas would I need to shoot at the Texas-sized asteroid?
Good question. Or how many Australias?
Australias.
I love how I was like, oh, like you look at Australia on the map, you're like, that's not very big. It's just an island. And then you hold it up next to the continental US and you're like, oh wow, that's the same exact size. The reason Australia isn't nearly as populated though, is because the center is basically uninhabitable.
Yeah.
We're like, oh yeah, we just got a giant desert in the middle of ours, and we're like, yeah, we got farm fields. Like,
when is this asteroid supposed to hit the satellite?
Well, they are launching it apparently on the 23rd, so last week, I believe it was. But I'm not sure when it's supposed to hit.
80 million years to get there or something?
It's not supposed to take place until sometime in 2022.
Okay. You have to be patient with science, don't you?
Oh, but yeah, that means that we'll be able to talk about it. It's not like it's going to happen 50 years from now.
Yeah, I mean, that's
we'll
true.
Still be doing Council Cast then, obviously, but you know, we'll be able to talk about it next year. So let's put a pin on it.
We can live stream it. We'll live commentate it as it's happening.
Yes. We'll live tweet it. That never has gotten us in trouble.
You can join us.
Us and Twitter are best friends.
You can join us for CouncilCast as the world turns.
Have you guys seen the... You can't see. Hold on.
Your arm? Oh, the watch.
Have you seen the Compass app on it?
No.
I don't know how I got there. I think Finley was messing with it myself.
Finley sent me a nice message the other day, too, by the way.
I did. Oh, that brings up a great story of where my daughter accidentally deleted family pictures this weekend.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you the story later. You'll have to remind
That's
me.
That's unfortunate. That makes me sad. Tot hottie.
You know, I'll have to give this one a thumbs up for trying to figure out how many Texases we need to shoot at in Alaska.
I think this is a thumbs up. It's ingenious. No one's ever thought of it before. I like it.
Thumbs up. Sure, why not? Whatever.
Oh, that previous one, thumbs down. We didn't really vote on the first one, did we?
We didn't need to because I did this faster than any of you could.
Well, something that isn't going to slam into an asteroid, hopefully, is Walmart delivering your diapers and baby food by drone. So,
in Arkansas.
If you live in Arkansas.
Only if you live in Arkansas. And only if
specifically the town of Pea Ridge, Arkansas.
Pea Ridge.
If you live within a 50-mile radius, apparently Walmart is going to start drop shipping your deliveries via parachutes.
Drop shipping. That's why it has to be diapers, because they're like, what's not going to... What can you drop from a mile in the air and it not...
No, what's lightweight? Because it's probably not a...
Yeah, apparently you can only order small items like cans of tuna, baby supplies, and paper plates. If you dropped paper plates, wouldn't they just fly away?
You know what? Oh, shoot. We're missing one can of tuna. Can you order one from the drone real quick? Yeah, it'll take 45 minutes to get here. The Walmart's 5 minutes away. The emergency of the tuna can. Let's solve it with a drone.
Why don't they use the big drones? You know, the ones that the big ones that are like
military drones.
Well, yeah, and just drop and do like parachute drops. You know, just
use helicopters and have people bungee jump off like they're saving you from a shark, but they're dropping off your diapers.
Here you go. Thank you.
Here are your baby diapers and your adult sized diapers.
Apparently, you can only get delivered up to 4 pounds of goods or less, and it apparently costs $10 to have it delivered that way.
It's a novelty act.
But it does, to your point, only deliver within a 1 mile radius, I guess. So it probably would be faster for you to drive to the store to pick it up and then drive home.
But you said it was within 50 miles.
Well, they must
have a lot of Walmarts in that area.
There must be a lot of Walmarts in that area, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe the drone had to like fly to a refueling station.
Based on drone laws, you can't really fly it that much farther away. And I'm surprised that they're being allowed to do this, because drone regulations state that you have to have the drone within line of sight. So you can't fly it any farther away than you can see the drone.
See, that's why they should use these military ones.
I don't care if you can see a mile on a clear day. Great. Oh yeah, I can still see it over there. Once it goes to land to drop off the crap, it's going to drop behind trees or houses or something, and they're not going to be able to see it.
Well, that's a different rule in Arkansas. They're not landing them though in Arkansas. They're just going to drop it via parachute to your house. The drone's not going to land.
How's that going to work on a windy day?
I have no idea.
Is this idea? It's like they gave a grade school kid permission to run the shipping department for Walmart.
Hey, it's pretty darn
fun
cool
idea.
If this was a 10-year-old idea, I'm 10 thumbs up.
You know, there is a video of them doing this because it's being run by a company called Drone Up, apparently. I want to see them drop something.
Where's this at?
Hold on. This doesn't show them with parachutes. It still doesn't land, but it has like a grappling hook that it drops it with. But up above it, the article talks about doing parachute grappling drops.
Hook, that's gonna be so great. You're gonna be like, oh, there's the drone. Here comes the hook, and now it's my drone. Just needs a little tune up.
Yeah. You know, I think it's an interesting idea. I don't see this working out very well. So I give it a thumbs down.
Yeah, I give this a thumbs down also. I think that delivering goods in times of crisis or in like war zones and stuff, like that makes sense. Hey, let's try and get stuff to people who can't otherwise get it in a dangerous or difficult to get to space. Cool. Walmart dropping off my diapers.
I think they're just trying to see if they can make this work.
I think that they're just trying to see if they can allocate some of their discretionary funds before the end of the fiscal year. That's it. I think they're just like, hey, you know what we got? We got an extra $1 million to blow. Let's hire some people, buy some drones, and just mess around for a while. That sounds
cool.
There
you go. Do the mess around.
Yeah, perfect.
I don't know.
Well, something that you wouldn't want to have dropped off at your house is probably your iPhone repair tools. Because apparently Apple is going to start allowing users to repair their own phones.
What?
Yeah. So apparently Apple will begin selling repair kits to consumers who want to perform repairs such as replacing their screens, which is probably the most common repair, I would imagine. to people starting in 2022. So
I was just thinking how funny that would be if that was your healthcare plan at work. we're going to start shipping you kits for certain procedures you just do on your own. Oh, your appendix is a pretty common procedure. Here's your kit.
Here's your hysterectomy.
Oh, well.
I like that idea. Actually, that might be my Elon Musk pitch right there.
Got a broken arm? Set your own cast.
Yeah. I got the cheap insurance.
Oh, you're not sure if it's broken? Here's your at-home X-ray machine.
There you go. Use your iPhone that you just fixed.
Better yet, you sure it's not? Are you sure it's broken? Here's a hammer. Now it's broken.
This is such an ingenious idea from Apple. I know other companies have allowed people to fix their own crap for years, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But they've made it such a barrier up to this point. Like, no, you can't do it. No, don't touch it. No, it's only us. And then they were like, you know what? Screw it. Here you go. Fix your own screen. Oh, it broke again? Oh, here's another kit. Let's just keep sending. It's only $25 per kit for us to send you this thing that you're going to screw up 1,000 times.
So then bring it into us and we'll fix it.
So, you know, I see some the positives here was that, you know, I think Apple was trying to keep a lot of this close to them because if you had to bring it to them, they paid you more to get that work done. So they're probably making more money by having people come in. But I think the problem is that so many places are popping up. You know, you go to any mall today, there's like a dozen iPhone repair stores, those little like kiosks, and they're like, we'll repair your phone in 10 minutes or something like that. And you can go on Amazon or eBay and, you know, you can buy all these cheap knockoff glass replacements, screen replacements, all this sort of stuff. And I think you're right, Apple is doing the smart move now and saying, you know what, all of that stuff is garbage. And because I think that's the problem, is people buy that shit because they don't want to pay Apple $500 to do the repair or whatever it is. They're like, hey, I can buy this cheap $10 thing online and it's still, but it doesn't work out. They do a terrible job or somebody else does it and it doesn't work out. Yep. And now they're just pissed about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it's smart.
Yep.
Yep.
So I do think this is probably a pretty smart move for them. I mean, I'm one of those where I'd probably replace it myself if I could. So I just hope it doesn't cost an arm and a leg to get them.
It's Apple. It's going to.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, I've repaired my fair share of phone screens and iPad screens that I think I'd be up for this. I like it.
Well, yep, if my phone ever gets broken, I'll order one of these kits and then you'll walk me through it telehealth appointment style over CouncilCast. So.
There you go.
I'll just remotely log in and do like IT support for you.
Oh, perfect. Have you tried turning it off and on again? I'm replacing the screen. All right, but we need to test these other 50,000 things first.
Exactly.
What does the script say? What does the script say next?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. So I hope that nice more Apple companies offer stuff like this so that I don't have to buy from sketchy third-party resellers.
Well, you know what will happen is it will help the third-party resellers to the good ones to be able to perform better services because they'll go, oh, true. I don't need to be Apple certified anymore. I just need to be good at doing this. And good I point. Can order the part and I can do an upsell off of that. And it can be 100% legit. And, you know, that I think is going to also help.
Well, one big thing I heard is that Apple's going to fix. So apparently what would happen is that if a non-Apple service provider replaced the screen or something like that, like it would break your touch ID or something like that. So you couldn't use Touch ID on the phone anymore. And apparently Apple's going to fix that so you can now do your own screen repairs and it won't break Touch ID at the same time.
Got it.
So, to your point, I think it is nice. It makes those third-party guys who are doing probably pretty well not having to go that extra step and be a service provider, but they can actually get legit parts.
Dope.
I like it.
Thumbs up.
Well, something you could watch on your new iPhone screen if you get it repaired is Dune. Because apparently nice. Dune is coming home to a home near you.
Again.
Again.
Yeah, too long.
So apparently.
Is it like 3.5 hours long?
No.
I don't think
so. The movie's 3.5 hours long.
Is it?
Or four. If it's three and a, if it's 4 hours.
Dune 2021 film.
Four and a quarter.
Runtime.
It
takes 2 floppy disks to watch it.
It's 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, 4.25 hours.
Okay, I'm missing. What? So what's
the actual story?
Coming to home so soon.
I have no idea why this is the article.
Because it was terrible.
This doesn't make any sense. This is not what I was thinking.
Is it like coming to like TV or something?
To be honest, I don't think I pasted the article into here because for some reason I said something about here about talking to a dog and the article's about streaming Dune.
Oh.
So, I'm just going to roll with it and just say, I guess it's good because they're coming to.
This is.
I don't even know.
This is truly the most random of random shit articles that we've had. Great. It's gonna come. I watched it. I watched it on HBO, and it was awesome. And I'm glad I did that because I'm not going to buy it.
For $30.
What
or rent it for $25.
All right, my question is, what felt like the longest movie you've ever watched?
What has felt like the longest?
Yeah.
The Jesus Spinning in the Woods film.
Okay, yes.
Real movies, not 48-hour
movies. One of our listeners has commented, Chariots of Fire. I don't really know how long Chariots of Fire is because I fell asleep at least 3 or 4 times in the movie watching it. And when I woke up, it was still playing. So I have no idea how long it is. So.
How about Master and Commander?
Oh my gosh.
That was
how many long weird. Shots do we need of Russell Crowe looking at his ship? Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And for me, it would be Dune.
But you didn't watch the new one.
The original. The original and the old one, they put them together back to back. That's what the new one is.
All one film.
Yeah.
No, the new one is masterfully made and beautifully shot, and it's.
See, you've said that, and I have never seen it, but I disagree with you. So,
great, I'm glad you do.
So, what is the movie? What is the what felt like the longest movie ever to you? Like a motion picture.
Maybe Fantasia.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, Fantasia. That's a good one. That's pretty long.
Yeah,
I think there's a subliminal message there. Still playing?
How long is that movie?
How long can these hippos dance for? I just kept thinking.
Fantasia's not even that long, I'll bet.
You know, the worst part is that I remember watching Fantasia as a kid, and it was because I think I was asking my parents to like watch another Mickey film or something like that. And that was what they brought home, and I'm just like, what the fuck am I watching?
So how old were you when you said that to them?
It was just like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I was like, guys, I want to watch another Mickey film, and my parents brought home.
Just 2 years ago. Yeah, that's really long. That's a good answer.
Fantasia, what the hell is this?
Master and Commander, Dune, Chariots of Fire. Yeah.
Fantasia.
I said Fantasia. That's the first one I said.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah. You know, I give this one a thumbs down because I have no idea what this article was about.
Thumbs down. Actually, you know what? I thumbs up for the most random article of the random article sections ever.
Yeah, this should have been in the science section again.
Well, you know what doesn't belong in science is Elon Musk changing his Twitter name to Lord Edge.
Okay, that one's an obvious vote down.
Apparently, Elon Musk, everyone's favorite, Bitcoin tax evasion dodger meme person, changed his name to Lord Edge on Twitter, and apparently, it created an entirely new meme coin for crypto. I have no idea.
What? Why do people hang off of this every... Is it because... Wait, is he the richest?
No. I don't think so.
Bezos? No, I thought Elon jumped ahead of him recently again. Like, they're just playing leapfrog with each other. Richest...
Need one of them to buy the other's world. Company so they can just stop
Elon Musk is the richest person in the world, followed by Jeff Bezos, followed by... The Bernard Arnault and family in France. Elon Musk is worth $282.4 billion, and Jeff Bezos is coming in at a measly $201.6 billion.
Well, it's probably because Elon Musk now has another crypto coin named after him. So,
yeah. Don't
Lord of the Flies.
Don't even Lord care. Of the Flies.
I don't even understand this. I
don't either. You nailed this one in the topics there, Blaine. Cause this is
wow. This is the best. You know what? I just want to give a big round, rousing thumbs up. No, super fast thumbs up for just the best random articles of the year. Nice job.
Yep.
Sure. We'll just go with that, and I'll give it a thumbs down. So.
Okay.
Oh,
great. Right.
Yeah. Why not?
I did not see that coming.
All right. Well, with that, I think we'll move to our Elon Musk pitches of the week, speaking of. Anyone want to pitch another crypto coin?
I got an idea for Mr. Musk.
Lord Elon. Yeah.
You know, I just recently found out that you can snap your fingers faster than you can do anything else. And I would like to capture the kinetic energy of the speed behind that snap to power things.
Oh, yeah.
Do this a couple times. You get a couple more fingers in there.
Sure. I like this idea. I don't
know, power bicycle or something, or your house. I don't care.
Yeah, just sit around snapping all day? Man, that sounds like a great idea. Just wait. You'll get like
snapping their fingers.
People are gonna get like snapping calluses or something like that.
Great. I mean, it's renewable energy. As long as we can eat food and do this, we can power anything.
You know, I'm gonna give that one a thumbs up. I like Thanks. That one.
A fast thumbs up.
I'll give you two fast thumbs up. all right. I'm gonna steal Brian's idea. So mine was I am gonna use medical procedure kits is something that Elon Musk should work on, and it should come with probably like an iPad that has like a video of how to do it on yourself.
There you
and
go.
maybe a little mirror that comes along with it. So if it's in a spot you can't readily see, it'll help you visualize what you're doing. But it's a medical procedure kit, and he'll send it out to you, and it gives you all everything you need to do your own medical work. Set an arm, create a cast, do a colonoscopy, whatever it is.
Yes. At home.
He will mail it to you.
I see a picture of the human body. Insert probe here. So I would like to add to that that he also provide like a teledoc or something, because we talked about that earlier. That might be a good thing. Where at some point, you know,
the doctor's
like, okay, now two more inches down, you want to make an incision that is,
oh, too much.
Oh, not so deep. Okay, you'll be fine. can I put you on hold for just a second? Yeah, so I think you've got the iPad there, you've got the mirror, you've got the equipment. You need that medical professional on the other end.
Perfect.
Guiding you through some of the more difficult parts of the at-home repair kit. All
right, at this point, you're going to put the anesthesia mask on. Oh, shit. And he passed out again.
He's out. Oh. Well.
This is not working.
Maybe it's a kit for two people. You have to have a partner with you at home.
Well, whoever you bring into this, you're on your own there.
One time, I had a pocket knife accident where I stabbed my hand with my pocket knife. I'm not going to bore you with the details there because we'll jump right to the punchline.
Was this at Target where
we
said go inside and get some super glue?
Well, yeah, I called home in college, cut my hand really bad. I call home and I'm like, I don't want to pay for an emergency room if I don't have to. Is there any way I can get away with not going to the ER for stitches? And my parents were like, well, you could super glue your hand together. And I was like, and I looked it up and I was like, oh, super glue invented for Vietnam War to do quick sutures in the field.
Perfect.
And I was like, okay, well, this is legit then. Let's get, so I went to my roommate and I said, hey, do you want to play doctor? And he said, I didn't know we were that type of friends.
That kind of relationship.
But yeah. Long story short, it healed great.
Perfect.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. See, I got this. See, that's.
Oh, wow. Your thumb does that though, doesn't it?
Yeah, my thumb still does this number.
Huh.
But no, right here. Can you see that?
Yeah.
It's just a little, okay. Just not a little bad. Tiny scar. Turned out, I mean, for where it's at on my hand, stitches weren't going to do better than that.
Probably, you're right.
Super glue pulled out every single day. I just kept putting more in and pinching it back together.
Yep. So maybe that would have been the kit for your.
It's just the kit is just super glue and duct tape.
The kit is called Let's Play Doctor.
Yeah, I like. Musk could come up with something there.
I believe in you, Musk.
What, which one of those guys has the satellite? Is it Musk that has Starlink?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, he can connect all these kits together with the
easy peasy
somewhere. Yeah.
Let's play doctor.
All right, you got a pitch for us, Brian?
That was your pitch.
All right,
I'm tagging on to add all of that
onto the
telemedicine home repair kit.
Perfect.
All right, perfect. Well, you know, I give that a thumbs up. I think that's a great addition, Brian. All right. Well, I think with that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. We thank everybody for listening, especially those who joined us live for this wonderful viewing session on Tuesday nights. If you want to check us out, we will generally be going live Tuesday nights. And if you somehow missed us, because, you know, that happens, you can check out all of our past episodes at councilcast.org or find us with audio files on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter at RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.